First, while the garbage industry may not be glamorous, we do contribute to it just about every day. The maintenance of landfill sites can be costly, even after the site is permanently closed. Portions of two Dane County landfill sites that will be permanently closed later this summer will be planted with pollinator-friendly plants and grasses to support bee and butterfly populations. That's just one example of ways that sites can be repurposed after they're closed. James Tingem is an associate professor in UW-Madison's College of Engineering. He's also the associate chair of the Department of Engineering Professional Development. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, when we think landfill, I think we might think the dump, a big hole in the ground with a bunch of stuff in it. It's not that simple anymore, is it?
Yeah, well, 30 years ago, everywhere, it would be a dump. Literally every city, small town would have a dump. Today, they're very modern engineered facilities. Containment is very good, and we actually recover the energy in these landfills very productively.
Yeah, give us a little landfill 101. What kind of things are happening there now that they wouldn't have, as you say, just a few decades ago?
Well, first, landfills now are very large. They're regional sites. There's only 58 active landfills in Wisconsin. You know, compared to 1990, there was 676 permitted sites. So they're very large structures, take a lot of waste and many different purposes, municipal solid waste, paper mill sludge, foundry sand, a lot of different purposes of what we put into these modern landfills.
And just 58, you said, around the state?
Yeah, 58 active licensed landfills in Wisconsin right now.
And how are we doing with space at those? Are we bursting at the seams, or do we have room to, grow?
We have space to grow, but the permitting process is very intensive. We're encroaching on neighborhoods. So it's a struggle to get new permitted sites in Wisconsin or anywhere.
With the rise of recycling over that time period, are we at least generating waste at a lower rate, or are we still putting a lot of garbage in these sites?
We're trending about equal. We're not really growing. We're not decreasing. That recycled waste is actually getting harder to market because of things going on in China and similar. So we're seeing with general population increase and consumerism, our waste streams are about the same as they have been the last decade.
Let's talk about what happens to an ex-landfill. That was part of why we wanted to call you in here. First of all, you mentioned all those sites that were here in 1990 and that are now deactivated. What happens at one of those sites now?
Yeah, so there's actually 1,778 closed sites in landfills. Generally speaking, what we do, and in combination with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resource, is we monitor those landfills. And so there's going to be a active closure, post-closure period of 30 to 40 years. In Wisconsin, there needs to be financial assurance for 40 years of post-closure care. There's lots of things that we can do on these closed sites, including golf courses, dog parks, one of my favorite things because I go to Quan Park all the time, which is a closed city of Madison landfill, solar energy sites. New thing on the block is using these sites for drone or model airplane training sites. A lot of different uses, but the Department of Natural Resources have specific requirements for the development or post-closure use of these landfills.
I imagine there's some fairly nasty stuff in some of these landfills. What do we do to make sure that pollutants don't get into waterways, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's two things that we're really concerned about in landfill, and that's the leachate, or that's the water that enters a landfill, comes in contact with the waste, and then goes to the bottom of the landfill. We collect that because it contains, as you said, kind of nasty things, including volatile organic compounds from paint thinners and things like that. So we need to collect that and treat that. Typically, we take it out of the landfill and send it to a wastewater treatment plant. The other thing that we're really worried about is gas emissions. That's landfill gas and includes methane, again, volatile organic compounds, volatile fatty acids, hydrogen sulfide, and some things that kind of tend to smell bad.
And you mentioned harnessing energy from landfills. With an older landfill that's been decommissioned, are we able to tap, some of that methane for energy?
We definitely are. So one of the older Dane County landfills closed in, I believe, 1987. That is still producing landfill gas. It's being recovered and used to heat a nursing home and also for some electrical production. So we're looking at landfills 30 to 50 years after they receive waste that are still producing methane that we can recover and convert to renewable energy.
Talking to Jim Tingem, associate professor in UW-Madison's College of Engineering, about the life cycle of landfills here in Wisconsin. Jim, I understand you teach a short course for engineering students on landfill design, is that right?
Yeah, we do. The University of Wisconsin-Madison has been leading in sustainability and environmental management for decades, so I'm just one of a long string of professors and researchers that's been on this. Every spring, we have participants, engineers, practitioners, regulators from across the nation and actually internationally that come to this acclaimed course where we teach the design basics and how to run a very good modern protective landfill.
Now with a new landfill or a more recent one, is it designed with that life cycle in mind, not just how do we open this thing up, but what's going to happen in I don't know how many years when we close it down?
Yeah, we're always cognizant of the life cycle because of what's contained in it. What the dream landfill would be is that you operate it, you collect the leachate, you collect the natural or the methane, convert it to energy, and it biocomposes over time. And maybe 100 years from now, we go in there and mine out the residual metals and waste, productively use everything that's been in there. That would be the dream ultimate recycling project. We're not quite there. We're making progress and we're moving towards that.
Are there places around the world that are doing that or really close to what you're looking for there?
No, it's still kind of a dream or a vision, myself and my like-minded colleagues to eventually operate it and close a landfill with this in mind, including at the University of Illinois Chicago and other places around the country that have this vision.
Do we think about landfill design in part by thinking upstream, by trying to prevent the use of materials that are going to be a challenge to accommodate at our landfills?
Yeah, that's where recycling programs are very effective, including the paint recovery programs, clean sweep, and similar. If we can keep those hazardous compounds out of the municipal solid waste, and we don't have to worry about those volatile organic compounds into the future. So recycling, not just of the paper and the glass and aluminum is important, but also the recycling and out of those electrical circuits and similar that can cause problems down the line.
You've mentioned a few different projects that have happened on former landfills, dog parks. You mentioned drone training grounds. What are some other creative sites here in Wisconsin or around the world that have caught your eye?
Yeah, I'm going to refer to a site that I visited last November. It's the Rock River Solar Site. It's a 2.25 megawatt solar array on top of a closed coal combustion residuals landfill. That site's been operating since 2016, and it's very innovative because they take the energy from that solar array sitting on top of a landfill and they use it for auxiliary energy purposes for their 700 megawatt natural gas. Ultimately, we're reducing emissions by beneficially reusing that landfill surface for better purposes.
It sounds like that landfill was a specialty site for a particular kind of product. Is that the case for a lot of landfills now?
What we have to do is whatever we do for redevelopment of a landfill, we have to make sure that the cover or cap maintains its integrity. So that causes some difficulties on the foundations that we can put on. Even a solar array requires foundations. But that is a pretty novel project, at least here in Wisconsin, and we'd like to see these in future sites around the world.
Now, if people out there are listening, community members, local city planners, whatever, are thinking, we've got that old landfill, we'd like to do something cool with it. I mean, do you or others at the university could help them out in coming up with a plan for that kind of thing?
Well, we can always help out with ideas. We can help out with landfill gas monitoring. I'd like to point out Dane County Landfill, which is very innovative. For example, they are using their biogas now to convert to pipeline-grade natural gas. That $24 million construction project is starting this year. And so in the years ahead, when you turn on your furnace, your gas stove, part of that natural gas may be coming from your old refuse that you threw out a month ago is some pretty innovative stuff that we're doing.
You work in a field that I think a lot of people probably don't think about. The garbage bin was out this morning. It got picked up and then it went away. Do you feel like people maybe don't take enough interest in where their garbage ends up?
Well, I see it in different perspective. I see everything that you throw away, that's potential energy, that's potential recycling content. So I look at it just favorably of what we can do with it. And like I said, we can engineer these facilities and so that every 500,000 people in Dane County don't have to think about it as much as I do every day. But be assured, our county officials, the Department of Natural Resources, Professor Such and myself are thinking about this and being very proactive in this area.
And do you see us inching closer to that dream you talked about of getting everything we can, energy and material, out of our landfills?
I think we can actually get there, maybe decades ahead, but where we've come since the 70s when we first started doing modern landfill design, we've come so far in 40 years. I can't imagine where we'll be in another 40 years.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Jim Tingem, an associate professor in UW-Madison's College of Engineering. He's an instructor of a yearly course on landfill design. He joined us to talk about landfills around Wisconsin, what the land can be used for once they're closed down.